Three, two, one.
Turn on the radio.
What's he doing?
I'm finishing this so we can listen to tunes while we work.
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to make the world a better place, dude.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Yeah, dude is right. I am the dude here at AFN Wiesbaden Eagle, serving America's best. The Doderman calls me Sergeant Jonathan Inger, though. Yeah, a little bit different today. But today is Tuesday. It is looking like 3:07 p.m., and we had a visit from a British man named Paul, our chief radio engineer here at AFN Europe, and he is doing well. I got news, weather, traffic, and exchange rates coming up here shortly, and I got the bar song on the playlist.
Now, time for your weather and traffic update.
Hey, yeah, that's right, weather and traffic. Let's get right into it. Weather, 52 degrees, down to a low of 36 tonight. Yeah, a little cold this evening, nothing too crazy. But there are gale force gusts warnings in effect here in the state of Hessen. Doesn't look too bad anywhere else, so if you're heading out of the state of Hessen, not much to worry about. Traffic, it's the same as usual over on the 643 and the B54, just a little heavier than normal. However, incoming and outgoing flights out of Frankfurt Airport, there appears to be 64% late and 9% canceled. So if you're flying out today, please, please, please check your flights and make sure you are good to go. And on today's episode of What Are We Going to Find on the Autobahn? A wooden board on the A5 between Kassel and Frankfurt. If you're heading that way, just double check you don't want over some wood. 1 euro is going to get you $1.05. 1 US dollar is going to get you 94 euro cents. I got a couple topics today to talk to you about. I got Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, a bit of a strange one. I got big maple syrup. And I got Paul the Brit on a little bit. And a couple other things that you're going to find out just a little bit later in the show. But for now, here's a beautiful day by Akon. Do you drink coffee in the mornings or at any point in your day? Well, Canada might have something to say something about that. Or a new suggestion you should try. You. Yeah, so in the mornings, a lot of people, they like to drink coffee. I sometimes am one of them. You know, I grew up in a cafe as a kid, and I've been partial to coffee ever since, although these days I prefer energy drinks like the rest of the army. But big maple syrup is back at it again with some studies. So I got bored, I was looking some stuff up, and some people in Canada, of all places, found that maple syrup in your coffee might be a lot healthier than sugar, and it's just something a little bit different. It's got 100 compounds, it's got antioxidants and stuff like that. But some of us don't really want to compromise on putting sugar in our coffees, which I completely understand. So head over to the Wellness Center to get some maybe alternatives in some other places if you want to keep coffee the same. You know, November 19th, 161 years ago, Abraham Lincoln took a train for 3 minutes. And he wrote the Gettysburg Address. Well, you know, in 3 minutes, I wrote this bit. A little bit different. You know, Abraham Lincoln, Gettysburg Address, me hanging out in the studio for 3 minutes. Well, at least one of us wrote one of the most famous speeches in American history. Thanksgiving's coming up. So there's some new foods coming out and some old foods that we must have. What are they? What do you think they are? You know what's fascinating to me every Thanksgiving is, you know, why are we eating what we eat? Why don't we eat turkey? Why don't we eat stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, and pumpkin pie? Really? Why is that the only time that I can have pumpkin pie? Sometimes it's Tuesday in the middle of July and I want a pumpkin pie. But here's the 5 things that, you know, people in America, they really can't live without. which is turkey, number one. There's literally no surprise there. Stuffing, number two. Pumpkin pie is number five. Bit of a skip there, but no worries. Sweet potato pie should be number one, two, three, and five. And it's not. And I'm a little upset about that. And I'm going to be having words with myself this year because I'll be cooking at home, just like many people here in Germany are. But what we should be doing is going down to the commissary and picking up some stuff to make sweet potato pie, because yes, they are going to be abundantly loaded on some of the stuff this year that will let us be able to do Thanksgiving. And paninis, how do you make those? It is that time of the show again, and I got some stateside news and sports coming your way here in just about 7 minutes. You are listening to AFN Wiesbaden, the Eagle serving America's best. I'm the dude, but the donor man calls me Sergeant Jonathan Inger. I'll see you around.